Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. We're going to be going right to your calls here in a moment. We're live. It is the seventh day of June 2012. Look at this article, Time Magazine, How to Die. How great it is, you know, to get rid of your parents. Truly disgusting article. I couldn't believe it. You got to see it for yourself. But look at this. Oh, they believe that someone went in the homes and massacred the people, maybe with a drone. And they say it's got to be invaded by the UN. The CFR wants Syria invaded. Here's the Times of Israel with a Mr. Rabinowitz, who was at Bilderberg last week, saying U.S. to blame for inadequate international response on Syria, says former Israeli ambassador. And that's who was there. Itamar Rabinowitz, who was at Bilderberg. They're talking, and this is Al-Qaeda doing this in most cases. I'm not saying Assad's great, but the point is this is totally like babies thrown out of incubators, totally made up. They've got Al-Qaeda trying to take over Syria. They say they're going to kill the Jews, expel the Christians, and we're supposed to go, yay, patriotism, look, dead girl. I mean, these people are just, and then, oh, look, the Queen loves us. I mean, it's just the propaganda is off the charts, how they force feed us. Oh, kill your parents. I mean, it's just, oh, Joe Biden loves us. And these people are sick. These people are sick. Their entire message they sell, every bit of it is absolute cultural death. Everything they sell is a way to just get you to hamstring yourself. Oh, these people, they are the enemies of humanity. This is the devil's playbook right here at Time Magazine. Yeah, how to die, how to get rid of your parents. Case for killing granny. The guy listening on XM 166 just hung up. Let's go to Ryan in Texas. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to get on here and tell you about the police state down here in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
I live right here in Spring, you know, right on the border of Montgomery County. And I just wanted to tell you about they're having illegal checkpoints down here. We got caught up in one of them, and they did arrest us, by the way.
So they have illegal checkpoints. You should sue them for them. The state has laws against that. There's federal rulings as well, though they try to keep doing them. Briefly, tell us what happened.
Well, we went to go visit my friend in her apartment, and she was in kind of a, you know, the area's not the greatest there, but, I mean, you know, they shouldn't be having checkpoints. And they had a cruiser at the entrance, you know, I kind of thought it was a little suspicious. And then we were driving to, go park by her apartment, and then literally six guys, I mean, they looked like they were on steroids, just popping out of the bushes with their flashlights, flash them in our faces, you know, get out of the car, you know, get on the ground, you know, just, I mean, acting like we're terrorists or something.
Yeah, welcome to Fallujah. They were looking for somebody having drugs that their bosses shipped in. I mean, they're not just going to ship drugs in for you to use them, and so people can rob houses to pay them money. The extra goodie is putting you in a slave camp for 25 cents an hour, driving down everybody else's wages on the outside. So what did they arrest you for, Mary Jane?
Exactly. Got it right on the dock.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't smoke marijuana, because even though it's not a product they control, they do ship a lot of it in. When you don't use drugs, illegal or legal, you hurt the globalist. That's their product. And if you're going to smoke marijuana, do it in your house. Never drive around with it, because this is how this works. But I would get them on it being an illegal checkpoint. And even if you sue them and don't win, it doesn't matter. Just fight the system. And I bring up your defense, government drug dealing and Wells Fargo laundering, along with other banks, $376 billion in a two-year period just a few years ago. But bring that up in your defense. Demand a jury trial. Keep demanding it, and they'll drop everything against you. Okay? And get up there, defend yourself, and just go to the jury. Okay, I know you're a hand-picked group who's are all the wives and husbands of cops, but do you want your children growing up in a country like this? And then even if they convict you, you appeal it. And you just clog everything up, and you never stop fighting the murdering terrorist. Again, the police themselves are just victims as well. They're mindless androids that we've got to try to deprogram. Oh, boy.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to mention some of the big news that's coming up, and then I'm just going to open the phones up. And then at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to have Aaron Dykes back in studio with me, because we got 300 pages or so of internal Bilderberg annals out of a national archive deposit that is restricted. In fact, it's marked for never to be released, never to be republished. And it is minutes of Bilderberg 1966. But Aaron knew that part of the archive had been leaked before, probably by the same person that leaked it to us, because it's a very large archive of a U.S. senator. And in it, it's got David Rockefeller's minutes of a speech that was delivered as background notes at a Bilderberg meeting. He gave the speech in 65, but then it was re-delivered at Bilderberg 66 in Wiesbaden, Germany. And he actually says the elite are God. That they are gifts to mankind and gifts to God, and that they are just so wonderful and so good, and their world government is just so incredibly fabulous. And it just shows the incredible arrogance of these people. So we're going to show you that in context with the other documents coming up. And, you know, we talk a lot about this book. We sell it. That's how you finance us. Tragedy and Hope. Only 1,000 were published. The media picked it up, so Carol Quigley said he never wanted it printed again. But folks got the plates to it and have republished it. It's available at Infowars.com. It's 1,400 pages long. 14. I'm going from memory. Let me see how long it is exactly. It's 1,300 and change long. And this is the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor, saying, we want an authoritarian world government, the destruction of the family, the destruction of private property for the general public, absolute, total autocratic rule. And we've read the famous quotes out of this book to you many, many times, but here it is. Another book that we don't sell, by the way, but we should, is The Wise Men by Walter Isaacson and Evan Thomas. He was allowed, both these guys were allowed into their archives. And this came out in the late 80s. And it's the six top Bilderberg Skull and Bones globalists in their own words saying, we hate freedom, we want to enslave everyone, and we're going to rule everyone and get rid of basically human society as it's known. And Aaron has a bunch of the quotes marked in here. We're going to show you this. Now, this was hailed by the New York Times, Washington Post as the blueprint. And these six wise men, but three of them Skull and Bones, all of them globalists. It's incredible. And the reason I got back on this is because in the Bilderberg meetings, it's these guys running everything. And George Shultz and Henry Kissinger, they were their minions. That's why they're still in charge to a great extent, because these big ruling rich families have wise men that manage everything for them. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they have these guys as their generals. It's kind of like the Queen of England isn't running things. She just owns it. She has advisors that actually run things for her. Well, that's these guys, the wise men. We're going to break that down at the bottom of the next hour. Because we did a video on the road with the Breaking Bilderberg documents two nights ago. And I noticed a video that just went up there today. Somebody had found this in archives and just posted it. I mean, like 20 minutes ago, it only had 65 views or so. With Richard Hefner, host of the Open Mind Public Affairs television show, broadcast for decades. And this guy's high-powered himself. He's the president of the National Classification Rating System, all these federal regulatory boards over media. And it's a 25-minute interview with the author, Walter Isaacson, of The Wise Men. And, yeah, we had it up on screen. I'm going to play some clips of this later. This morning, I was going to go for a jog after having breakfast with the children and playing with them and stuff and doing some schoolwork with them. And I couldn't even go for a jog, even though I really enjoy it and need to do it, because I was so freaked out by all this. He goes on for 25 minutes, half the time, with Walter Isaacson, bragging about how godlike and wondrous and different from us the wise men were. And that's what happens with all the head academia at every major university. That's what happens with all the bank heads, all of them. They get told, you've got top scores, you're part of the elite. And then everybody else is scum, and because you love these top elitists who you want to be like, and because you execute exactly the way they want things executed, you are going to get government grants and get your own little fiefdom locally. And that's how they control it, with our tax money, through these government boards, the universities, the media, with the advertising money. It's just an inner group who are eugenicists. And if you look up the six wise men that ran the United States for more than 50 years and helped set up the UN world government as we know it, with David Rockefeller behind them, once you know this stuff, almost everything is their idea. The color of the street signs, just everything. This is their world. And that's why this scumbag, Richard Hefner, is just groveling to them. Because the Rockefellers and Rothschilds just let these guys run the Western world. And they admit they manufactured the fake Soviet threat, gave Lenin and Stalin all the money. That's all admitted. It really freaks me out to read Tragedy and Hope, where they just brag about everything. It's so horrible. So horrible. They put Mao Zedong into power. That's declassified now. They plan a mass re-education here in America. And the tie that binds is that they absolutely, totally hate humanity with a dogged, hyper-dominant, vicious passion. They live, we sleep. They understand how humans operate. They use the data against us. And you read Edward Bernays, who was part of their group, father of modern propaganda. He's the guy that rolled out cigarettes for women and bacon and eggs and simple things like that. And so many of the terms we use today. And he said, don't call it Department of War, call it Department of Defense. War is peace. And when you realize that starting in the 20s and 30s with newsreels, they would get Hollywood stars up there at the National Correspondents' Dinner to make media now celebrities and to make politicians celebrities, so everybody thinks the buck stops with a politician, and so that everybody gets caught up in really a false strata of reality. I mean, it's a physical reality, but it's all stars and pomp and status, while the real power is all about being secret, is all about not being known. A few books are published by insiders they let in to write their memoirs for other elitists to read. And then that's it. They admit that's what Tragedy and Hope was published for. They think you're so stupid, they're going to publish all this in The Wise Men, saying, Simon and Schuster, that they want authoritarian rule and a horrible future for you, eugenics, everything else, because they know the general public is so caught up in a dream, in a trance of sports and fashion, that they can sell anything in the name of sports. They can connect to the engine of sports any train, any caboose of payload of anti-human death garbage. They can connect to fashion, with women especially, any destructive system they want. And so the general public are biological androids, and the elite describe us as that. Well, listen, I'm not one, okay? And let me tell you, I've seen what you're doing, and let me tell you, I'm smart enough, and you're not going to make it out of this. You people are screwed up, and I've watched all your failures and how you're wrong. You do have control. You do control the issuance of currency and credit, and you are wicked, and you are ruthless, and that is an advantage against the average person who isn't this sick and have this will to power, but I've studied you. You are not going to succeed in what you're doing. I am what you call a historical, political idiot savant in my own right. And I can project out and see exactly where you're going. And let me tell you something. You better put the brakes on right now, you megalomaniacs. A lot of you, though, write this dark poetry that we've covered in my film Endgame, top futurists, top eugenicists, top globalists, about how we'll just go unwilling and we may just destroy all of Earth because it's such a powerful thing to do to end our species. And one of our ranks undoubtedly won't be able to help but pull that switch, and it's going to be beautiful. And I'm just like, what? 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 So you already know that. It is so disgusting and sickening and ugly what you're doing. It's ugly what you're doing. And you sell your mid-level minions who know the whole program, know the public's asleep in a medical trance, in a dream, wake, sleep, the fluoride, the Prozac meant to put us deeper into that. Most of your minions really believe you're guardians of things and you're doing some bad things. The truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. The truth plus, as they call it. Because they've got to do this because they've got to use evil to take control. Because if you don't use evil to take control, someone who's truly evil will. Folks, that's what you're told at the higher mid levels. I've been given those speeches when the dark sides tried to hire me. You are deceived. And the master controllers are deceived as well. I got a bunch of notes on this. Aaron is coming up. But we're going to take your calls, 800-259-9231. whether you were at Bilderberg or not, with all these world events, whatever you want to cover, your calls are coming up, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Up after I take a bunch of your calls, get into U.S. news, world news, big Middle East news, what's happening with Spain and the next country to be melted down and fed on by the globalists. The Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, is covering our big story. San Francisco to get pre-crime surveillance cameras. System alerts authorities of suspicious behavior before crime is committed. That's InfoWars.com. We'll also get into the new expanded Tiananmen Square photos and break those down that have just been released. And we'll also get into Time Magazine promoting death panels yet again. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Lee in Minnesota, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, Alex. Good to talk to you. One or two issues, but the main thing I wanted to ask you about or ask you to cover and ask your opinion and your thoughts about dental amalgams. And if you could maybe get Dr. Glidden or Dr. Wallach to cover that, please.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there is some heavy metal that comes out of those, but it's from what I've read, it's when they're drilling them back out that more of it's released. I think compared to the amount of mercury and lead that's in so-called fluoride that's added to the water, that dwarfs it. A large business has been made out of removing them and putting in other composites that are a lot less toxic. I'm not saying there isn't something to it, but from my research, I think compared to other things environmentally happening, we're missing the forest for the trees. Thank you, Lee. Sean in Arizona, you're on the air.
Yes, yes, Alex. Can you hear me?
Sure can. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. You made a great point, just a stellar point yesterday with the release of that documentation from 1966. And in that, one of your staff members mentioned Undersecretary George Ball. It almost gave me chills because George Ball was part of the cabal that went back to World War II with actually the original Wiseman, of whom Prescott Bush was one of the original Wisemen advising FDR and Truman. But George Ball.
Let me be clear. Prescott was more of a super minion of the Wisemen. The real Wisemen didn't want to be senators and people. Again, they live, we sleep. We live in the fake fantasy world that they've created through their media system. They sit back pulling the strings.
Absolutely. George Ball, Undersecretary of George Ball, at the end of World War II, tried to settle down Patton from going after the Bolsheviks or the Russians. And
And I've had the authors on who interviewed the people that killed him. I mean, they killed Patton, and that's on record. Although that information's come out, you're absolutely right. These guys brag in these books. They're annals. They created the Soviet threat, and in that 66 document, they say we've got to continue to overblow it. We've got to continue to say, give us a big police state to counter the Soviet threat, just like they created Al-Qaeda. And then they're so arrogant, they've got Al-Qaeda blowing stuff up in Syria and saying we've got to go in for the freedom fighters in Syria when it's Al-Qaeda. You can only do that with a sleeping population. I mean, imagine the population thinks they've got to give their rights up because Al-Qaeda is going to get them when Al-Qaeda publicly works for the CIA and the globalists.
Absolutely. I think here's a great quote by the last American president since Kennedy that really stood up to the world super government. It's by Warren G. Harding, and he said this in 1920. He said, "It will avail nothing to discuss in detail the League Covenant," and he was referring to the League of Nations, "which was conceived for world supergovernment. In this existing League of Nations, world government with its superpowers, this republic will have no part." You know, that was one of the things that he ran on his platform was to keep.
Oh, yeah. It was in all the newspapers. They had the 10 FEMA regions, but it wasn't called FEMA in the news in the 20s and 30s. I have copies of it. It was openly announced, the world government, eugenics-based. 35 states sterilized people at birth who didn't make above B pluses if their parents didn't. This is all on record, and our forebears fought it and defeated it. So then the globalists really bought up the media, came out with TV, and just said none of this exists. Instead of trying to sell it, they just said none of this exists. But all the old timers remembered, and they said no, the UN's a world government. No, they're gonna, and so we've been fighting it ever since. And now they've gone from saying it doesn't exist again to shifting into, yes, it's here to save you from the banking crisis they created. I'd forgotten that quote. This is the fight that all of our presidents, up to the traitors, fought. This was in all the news. It was well known. This was what was discussed. Foreign corporations funding the robber barons to economically overthrow the U.S. It happened. They won. Now we've got a counterstrike.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,628.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,669.23, $834.62 for a half ounce, or $417.31 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,669.23, $834.62, and $417.31.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier. Helps with weight loss and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Imagine, it's about 112 years ago or so, 1900. The American people are on the verge of another American revolution. They're awake. They know that mainly British interests have come in and financed the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan and others. It was in all the newspapers every day. It's all anybody was talking about politically, the speeches in Congress. So they put out fake trust busting and broke up all their companies so that you would have the illusion of choice. They did other things. They hired the top mind scientist, as they called it, to develop new systems of propaganda, new systems of mind war, as they called it. And they financed eugenicists to try to bring in a total system that would overthrow the family structure, overthrow states' rights, overthrow everything that had effectively opposed them. And they poured unlimited money, especially after they got the Federal Reserve in 1913 and had unlimited, into these operations. And here we are over 100 years later, 100 years ago, we led the world in education and in test scores, led the world in inventiveness, led the world in dogged, individualistic toughness, led the world in science, led the world in literature and art. Today, we lead the world in torture, in secret arrest, in cancer, in neurological disorders, in autism, in out-of-wedlock marriage, in drug use, in poverty, in debt, in every bad thing. We were the great enemy of tyranny. We are now the great demonic, mind-numbed sloth of tyranny. We have been hit by hardcore brainwashing. Not just chemical or biological or radiological, but cultural. I'm going to go back to your calls, but I wanted to hit this little stack. The guys put a cover sheet on this while this news today called Zombapalooza or Zombiepalooza 2012. Every day I'm seeing more than 10 articles about zombie attacks in the United States. Not literal reanimated corpses, but reanimated biological brain dead zombies. Their heart's beating, but that's about it. And there are people being arrested all over the country, caught biting and attacking folks indiscriminately. The police in Miami have had to put out an alert that the homeless now, because they're taking all these drugs that are filled with heavy metals and toxins, are trying to, quote, eat the police. Let me read you the quote here from the police department. Please be careful when dealing with homeless population during your patrols. And they went on to say, because the homeless have been trying to bite us and threatening to, quote, eat us. And here's another one. Cops, man bit off large chunk of victim's face. New bloody attack shows ongoing zombie apocalypse is not waning. This is out of the Smoking Gun. Wig theft suspect bit store owners, cops, police. Police said woman attacked the store owner and his 70-year-old dad, biting and snapping. Cannibal copycat. Police say man high on bath salts, I guess out of China. It's not just regular bath salts. They're putting the drugs in it. Threatened to eat officer. And it goes on here that the Causeway cannibal that you saw last week, turns out he was on Xanax, which is a psychotropic and puts you into a hallucinogenic state. If you look at Xanax, Prozac, any of this class of drugs, it will say on a little insert, not the package, but the little insert, it's got the molecule and all that listed. It will tell you that it's in the hallucinogen class, and not only is it highly toxic, literally it's holes in your brains, but it puts you in a dreamlike state. Every time a woman chops her newborn baby's arms and legs off, happens routinely, or drives their children off a bridge into a lake, or police drive up. I was talking to Houston police years ago, and a beautiful naked woman is slicing herself to the bone, dancing naked on a rooftop. The cops don't say, hey, she's on LSD, hey, she's drunk. They say that woman is on a Prozac drug, and they get in the house and find that out. The police know this. On the drug inserts, they admit, can cause psychotic breaks, delusions of grandeur, suicide, violent outbursts. Every school shooter we've seen, every one, always comes out later, was on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or another psychotropic class like Xanax. And it goes on to say the 21-year-old who did all this tested positive for marijuana, which is in the hallucinogen class, I should add, not as strong as Xanax. It is in the psychotropic class. Xanax and alcohol. Also told authorities he was on a drug called Cloud 9. How about Cloud Zombie? Apparently a type of bath salts drug, which Miami police have linked to face mauling case. Yeah, the guy was on a cocktail of drugs, his blood showed. But the one we know does it the worst, right here, is Xanax. Xanax, AFP, MSNBC. But the headline should be, Xanax causes another psychotic break. And folks, if you mix Xanax, Prozac, stuff like that with other drugs, oh my gosh, you're just asking like the guy that shot the cop for no reason in the Walmart here in Austin. What was he on? Xanax and alcohol. I've talked to people who have a car wreck, and they'll come in and say, you might be a little depressed since you cracked your vertebra. Not just painkillers. We want to put you on Xanax. I was talking to one friend who never had any problems in his life. 2 days into Xanax, he drank a couple beers and woke up like 7 hours later in his car with his rifle on the other side of town. I mean, you mix alcohol, ladies and gentlemen, with Xanax, we're talking crazy, man. We're talking PCP looks tame. So, of course, the guy was on. I said last week on the road, I said, you watch. He's going to be on some type of serotonin reuptake inhibitor or, it's another class, something like Xanax. I know a lot of Hollywood people that get on illegal drugs, and sure, they're bad. It screws them up. And they go to the doctor and they say, hey, we'll put you on Xanax. And then what happens when you go on the Xanax? Well, I'm not going to mention any names, but have we seen some Hollywood stars go a little wacky on air? How did they invent heroin? End of the Civil War, hundreds of thousands of people were amputees. Had incredible pain, musket balls in their spines, you name it. They'd gotten addicted after their leg was shot off, or their arm, to opium. So a chemist figured out at a big pharma company, connected to the Rockefellers, I should add, a chemist figured out how to make something that you wouldn't want opium anymore because it's roughly 10 times stronger. It's called heroin, and it's made, it's like, oh, you don't want to snort cocaine anymore? Here, try crack. It'll get you off that cocaine. It's just souped up cocaine. So that's what's going on here. And the reason I digressed off into this is how copycat media works. You've got a population mixing a bunch of drugs together, legal and illegal. You've got zombies all over television. In every, I mean, this country's zombie crazy. Everybody knows that. And people now have it subliminally, well, not even, it's overtly, implanted in their minds that what you do is bite people. I'm going to be honest. I've been attacked before by five or six people growing up in Dallas. I'm on the bottom of a dog pile, panicking. I can't breathe. There's an arm right there. People won't get off of me. You'd be surprised what your teeth can do. Most people hold back. I just bit right in the bone, ripped a big chunk right out of the guy. Believe me, this started some hollering, some screaming. They got off me real quick. I mean, we are. Your dog can bite you. It's okay. I mean, look. I can see the headline now. Was Mike Tyson the first zombie? In fact, I remember after that happened with Mike Tyson, there was a rash of ear biting that happened. Every time a woman chops her boyfriend's male member off, you'll see a couple copycats the next week. Every time in Chicago or New York or L.A., for that matter, some person jumps off a skyscraper that doesn't have proper fences or netting, the police station cops up there because they know that when it's on the news, somebody just jumped off the Empire State Building, that day, people that are thinking about suicide are going to go, you know what, I'm going to do that too. I'm going to go jump off the Empire State Building. It's the same thing. So as they hype this and as society degenerates, they're going to call any of this zombie. Was I a zombie one time when I bit somebody? No, they wouldn't get off of me. Like four, five, I forget people. I wasn't going to sit there, you know, and just let them suffocate me. There was an arm sticking down in front of me. And so I just said, well, I'm just going to bite into that full power, see how they like it. And they got off real fast. So, again, am I a zombie? No, I'm not a zombie. But I do use the tools the good Lord gave me. And let me tell you, they're good. Now, this is different, though. If you're just running around wanting to eat people's faces, you've got people hallucinating on Xanax with other drugs mixed with it out of their minds who've watched probably 50 zombie movies and it's in the subconscious to do it. It's going to happen. That's the power of media. They came out in the 60s with all these TV shows about SWAT teams and then everybody had to have one. And now they have all these movies where there's always checkpoints on highways. So you think it's normal when it happens. This is conditioning. Look at the anti-family messages in every major sitcom where the men are idiots and the women run everything. And so now women want to run everything and treat men with disdain like they're idiots. The women's magazines talk about it. Every major message coming out of the globalist is negative. This article by Joe Klein in Time Magazine, How to Kill Yourself, How to Do It, How to Die. He talks horrible about his father and mother and how pathetic they were and how great it was when they were finally dead. And it's super trendy that all of this happens. And the death panels are cool, and Bill Gates is great, and that's all coming up. But it just shows, you need to understand how vicious these messages really are. Guys, I had my article on that here. Here it is. Time Magazine pushes death agenda. Remove feeding tubes from the dying elderly and get a cash bonus. Yeah, it gets worse. And it goes on. It's trendy to kill your parents. Didn't you know? And you're like, wow, this is really getting nuts. Yeah, the government says we're spying on you without warrants. We're secretly arresting you. Yes, 30,000 drones to be armed. All of this is in your face now. You have to ask the question, why? Because it's meant to break your political will. It's the Overton window. They know that there's what's politically accepted today is not what was politically accepted 20 years ago. And to move you quicker towards things that come out in the major newspapers and go, yeah, we need to start killing kids up to three. If you don't want your kid, even if they're perfectly healthy, it's normal to kill your child up to age three. They're not human. And by the way, if you need eye surgery, get a cane, Joe Biden says. That's actually in the death panel reports that Daschle wrote up in his book. And they get rid of the Hippocratic Oath. People are like, come on, they're not going to have death panels. And they get on the news and there's no death panels. It's a conspiracy theory. Once they got health care through, they're federalizing all the care. They're telling people what treatment you can have. You know, these doctors are just profiteering with all these tests. And now they're in Time and Newsweek saying, you know what? They are called death panels, and it's good. You see how that works? They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're politically and psychologically getting you to just get acclimated. See, the average person subconsciously sees millions of murders in their lifetime. Simulated murders on television, and then zombie movies and the video games, and it's just murder, 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 kill, kill, death, murder, 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 murder. And humans are seen as trash. You know, there's not $1,000 fine in New Jersey if your kid's not belted into a seatbelt, but if your dog isn't, you're in deep trouble. And see, the Marines kill a puppy, everybody gets upset, nobody cares if they kill a kid. Because humans, we've been taught, are trash. We're having our survival mechanism to stick together, to stand up for children, to stand up for old people, removed. But then the nanny state comes in and says, neurological disorders and cancer are way up. We just need to kill people now when they get sick and not try to have heroic measures. There's too many people anyways. But don't worry, we're going to ban over 16-ounce sugar drinks, and we're going to ban salt. We're going to tell you what type of windows you can have and what type of toilet and what type of cell phone and what type of light bulbs. And we're going to run your life. And since you're all dying of cancer, we're going to start taking your red meat away from you. And we're going to have little smart cards you swipe. You're only allowed so much ice cream because look at that big fat woman. She's eating too much. And we're going to take your kids from you if they're 1 pound overweight because we're going to take care of you as they kill us. As they kill us. And so, again, we are in a total matrix-like system. We're not in it yet. They're trying to insert us into this false reality where we just buy into whatever we're told. We don't have any moorings or rudders of our own or compass. We just whatever television says, they say kill old people. Let's read a Time Magazine article about his dirty old ugly parents that were big trouble and wouldn't listen to him. Yeah, but they died in the end and the hospital didn't mess around. Man, this was great. Just so easy just to kill them, yeah. And then I think about how we haven't had him on. Wesley Smith? He's a best-selling author, Wall Street Journal writer. Hadn't had him on in like 5 years. I want him back on. He haven't seen one in a while. He wrote a best-selling book on it, two of them. But he had Wall Street Journal articles where they would list hundreds of people. You know, the media uses a poster girl you know, the lady who we weren't sure if she was brain dead or not probably wasn't, down in Florida, Terry Schiavo. They used that to sell the idea, but he got interviews on video and in print with people who were paralyzed chest down, but had gotten signed on as wards of the state. And he would go visit them day 7 of dehydration, begging, "I don't want to die. Please get the courts to rule that they're not, the state's got me. They're killing me. It hurts bad. My mouth is bleeding. I'm going to pass out soon." And the nurses are like, "That's your 5 minutes. He had you signed on as a visitor. Now get out." And he watched the guy killed over 14 days of dehydration. What was that guy's name? Winlan? And every time I do a show on this, I open the phones up to nursing homes only, and they call up with the speaker system in the background, what do you call it when you hit the button and talk to people, intercom system. You'll hear them in the nursing homes in the background, you know, Dr. Johnson. They're like, "Yeah, they got 3 of them on our floor right now. They're dehydrating to death. They got them chained down. They got them strapped down. Yeah, well, go ahead and tell us the name of the nursing home. All right, here's the name. They're killing them. They're begging in there right now." Yeah, oh, man, it's they're murdering people, and it's with the Nazis it started this way. And it's going on all over the place right now. And see, now because they're getting ready to go whole hog with this, they're letting you know about it.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, I'm going back to your calls. Robert, Bill, Randy, Bill, Leon, and others. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see 2 things I'm about to show you. If not, just go to InfoWars.com. This is the band Fun. This just recently came out. It's got masses of millions of views. Again, we'll just put that on screen for folks. And in the video, 3 minutes into it, it shows a man at a party eating somebody's face. And it's just injected in there like a subliminal. See right there? They just inject this, and again, it's eat each other, kill each other. It's fun. Death is fun. Get ready to die. Life after humans, all these publications coming out. 13 monkeys, 12 monkeys, soon we'll all be dead. We are being sold cultural death so that we will accept it. That's why HBO came out a few months ago with a show showing 4- and 5-year-olds performing oral sex on large sex toys. It is criminal, but they're going to be allowed to do it. This is all part of the total dehumanization. The TSA, all of it, is part of the dehumanization. Now let's shift gears to the opposite of dehumanization. The Tiananmen Square tank guy was even braver than we thought. This is up at prisonplanet.com. The iconic image of the brave protester facing down tanks in Tiananmen Square. But it was only 4 tanks, it turns out. The original photo, cropped, has now been released. And you don't see 4 tanks. You see 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. It's another about 40, 50. Looks about like 65 tanks that one person stopped them. And did they stop them forever? No, but if they had kept on a coming, they would have won. And it's the same thing with the TSA. Take their time up. Demand the opt-out. Let them make a scene. They want to hold you up. Come early. We're going to break these globalists. We're going to wake up. We're not going to just dance around like a bunch of zombies and think it's cool to destroy ourselves. And while you're at it, remember to support the new media that is fighting the globalist media. They're doing everything they can to shut us down. They hate the fact that our information is getting out. Spread the word about InfoWars.com. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv so you can see the daily radio show and not just hear it, but also see the nightly news. 15 cents a day, 1 membership's really 6 memberships. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15-day free trial running right now. Support us. I'm risking my life, ladies and gentlemen, because I know we don't have a future if we don't beat these people, not because I'm a hero. You need to understand that. I am trying to amass more capital so we can hire more people and so we can be secure from slap lawsuits and other harassment or legal attacks. I am trying to provision our operation. I'm trying to pay the crew better. I'm trying to hire more people. I've got to go through all of the submissions. I've got to go through all the submissions from the contest to hire the reporters. I want to do it justice in my crew. You know, people go on vacation, so... we're trying everything we can. We're trying to grow to the next level. Then you grow to the next level. Then you got to train people to make sure they're doing things, you know, the way you want them done. We're trying hard here. Just know that. Not out of any heroics, but out of necessity. That's the thing. It's not, oh, special people fight the tyranny. We need to get everybody fighting. Whether it's writing InfoWars.com on Federal Reserve notes, that's the fake money, or whether it's speaking out against tyranny. Whatever the case is, folks, we better wake up out of our trance and realize we're in the grip of absolute evil. The struggle for humanity begins.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.